Olympic highlights. From Tommy Smith and John Carlos's Black Power salute in Mexico in 1968 to Usain Bolt's record-breaking speed, we present some of the greatest moments from past games.
USA versus USSR. Stolen Glory. Munich, 1972. Over 50 years later, this remains the most controversial Olympic result ever. It was the very last event of the Games, and Team USA were facing their Cold War enemy, the USSR, in the basketball final. The Americans were the favorites, but the Soviets wanted to win 50 gold medals to mark the 50th anniversary of the founding of the USSR, and so far, they had 49. After a tense, bad-tempered match, the Soviets were 50-49 up when they committed a foul 3 seconds before the end. That gave the U.S. team 2 free throws, and they sank both, putting them on 51-50. In the final 3 seconds of play, the Soviets failed to score, making the U.S. the winners. Except, another 3 seconds of play was announced. Again, the Soviets didn't score, and the Americans exploded in celebration. But then, 3 seconds more of play was announced. And this time, the Soviets scored and were declared the winners. Outraged, the Americans refused their silver medals, which remain in a vault in Switzerland.
Nadia Comaneci's Perfect 10, Montreal, 1976. Perfection is impossible. Or that's what everyone thought before Romania's Nadia Comaneci arrived at the 1976 Montreal Olympics. She had trained from the age of 6 at an experimental gymnastics academy after a coach saw her turning cartwheels in her school playground. Her first Olympic presentation, at the age of 14, was so flawless that all the judges gave her a perfect 10, an Olympic first. In fact, the Montreal scoreboard wasn't even designed for a 10, and so her score showed as 1.00. She scored another 6 perfect 10s, and by the end of the games, had totaled more medals than France or Italy.
Derek Redmond and his dad. Barcelona, 1992. Britain's Derek Redmond had a good chance of a medal in the 400 meters in Barcelona, but he tore his hamstring early in the semifinals. He fell to his knees in agony, his head in his hands. But then he pushed himself up and began to hop and limp after the other athletes. The crowd cheered as Derek forced himself forward. As the pain increased, his progress slowed, but he wouldn't stop. Eventually, the man on the right couldn't watch it any longer. Ignoring the Olympic officials, he jumped onto the track and went to help Derek reach the finish line. As the crowd roared their approval, few knew that they were father and son.
Bob Beamon's historic leap, Mexico, 1968. American Bob Beamon was favorite to win the long jump in Mexico, but he only just made it to the final after 2 of his 3 qualifying jumps were disallowed due to technical fouls. Maybe it was the thin air of Mexico City, altitude 2,240 meters, or maybe it was a reaction to that near disaster in qualifying, but his jump in the final was astounding. This is him flying 8.90 meters in the air, smashing the previous record by 55 centimeters. That remained the world record for 23 years and is still the best ever jump at the Olympics. As the defending Olympic champion said to him at the time, "You have destroyed this event."
The Black Power Salute, Mexico, 1968. The Black Power Salute by Tommy Smith and John Carlos, winners of the gold and bronze medals in the 200-meter event, was a protest against U.S. racism and inequality. It shocked public opinion at the time, but is now seen as an act of heroism. The silver medalist, Australian Peter Norman, showed his solidarity with them by wearing a badge for the Olympic Project for Human Rights. Sadly, all three suffered for their action. Smith and Carlos were expelled from the Games and ostracized by the U.S. media and sporting world on their return home. Norman was similarly punished by Australia. When he died in 2006, Smith and Carlos helped to carry the coffin at his funeral.
Usain Bolt's record speed. Beijing, 2008. Sprinting legend Usain Bolt apparently prepared for his races in Beijing in a relaxed style with a siesta and some chicken nuggets. This clearly worked for the Jamaican as he smashed the world records in the 100 meters and 200 meters events. Transformed into a global superstar, he successfully defended his gold medals at the two subsequent games in 2012 and 2016, becoming a hero to children all over the world who copied his trademark lightning bolt stance. The fastest man alive retired the following year and soon after had a daughter with his girlfriend. They named her Olympia Lightning Bolt. No pressure then.
Eric Musambani's solo swim, Sydney, 2000. Eric Musambani had only learned to swim 8 months before leaving Equatorial Guinea to compete in the 100-meter freestyle at the 2000 Games. The pool where he trained was only 12 meters long, not ideal preparation for competing at this level. In his qualifying race, the two other swimmers were disqualified for false starts, leaving Eric to swim alone. The crowd watched enraptured as he advanced along the pool, swimming with more and more difficulty. He finished to massive cheers. His time, over a minute longer than the Olympic record of 48.18 seconds, because sometimes it's not about being the best.